Hi, welcome to StanLib's weekly economic podcast. My name is Kevin Lings and I'm the chief economist within StanLib. The intention with these weekly podcasts is to unpack some of the key economic developments that have unfolded over the past week. And this week, I think we need to focus on South Africa's inflation data for the month of January that came out last week. The numbers were exactly in line with the expectations. So I don't think we need a detailed discussion, but maybe one or two key updates and have a, and then also look at the forecast for South Africa inflation. The second topic I think needs to be a general update on where we are with the US in terms of tariffs and some of the geopolitical noise. Obviously, there's a huge amount of uncertainty around Trump's policies and what he actually wants to move ahead with and what he is willing to negotiate on. But it is having a negative effect on the US economy, both in terms of creating concerns about inflation and also dampening down growth expectations. So I think it's useful to have a quick update on some of the more recent US developments. So let's start with South Africa's inflation data. As I mentioned, the numbers came out for January last week, and inflation went up 0.3% in the month, which took the annual rate of inflation up to 3.2%. In the previous month, it was sitting at 3%. So a slight increase in the annual rate. Overall, the data was exactly in line with the expectations. And also the CPI core number, if you look at core inflation, that came out at 3.5%, also in line with the expectations. So nothing wrong with the data. It's pretty much at the low end of the inflation target, and it's been under control now for some time, and certainly well below the midpoint of the inflation target. One or two things I think to highlight within the data, there's a little bit of pressure that came through on the food component, food and beverages. Overall, food inflation remains fairly subdued. If you look at food inflation, it is sitting at the moment at 1.5%. It's not going to remain at that level. We know that over time, it will drift higher, at least to around the 4.5% level. But for the moment, food inflation well under control. A little bit more pressure when you look at some of the beverage categories. If I look particularly at hot beverages, that number sits at 13.7%. year on year. So a lot more pressure within beverages. But overall, you would say that the food and beverage category reasonably okay, but we've got to factor in that it will tend to move higher as the year progresses, partly just for base effects. It's not to say that there's an underlying adverse reaction going on within, say, agriculture or manufactured food prices. I think those remain reasonably okay. But it's unlikely that food inflation can remain at around 1.5%. It will have a tendency to drift higher from these levels. And so we factored in a food inflation rate that ends this year at 4.5%. The other area that I thought was interesting was an increase in the cost of financial services. That number rose by 4.4% in the month. I think that's respectable if you consider where the midpoint of the inflation target is. I don't think it's going to raise too many concerns. That was a expected increase similar to what we've had in the previous year. So I think a reasonable outcome. And then overall, as I say, there aren't too many other categories that surprised during the month. Most of the numbers aligning with broad expectations, including obviously what happened to the fuel price. To me, the more interesting dynamic with our inflation data is that over the shorter term, inflation is projected to go back below 3%. And that should happen during the second quarter of this year. Not dramatically below 3%, but it should ease off to some extent. And then unfortunately, from the middle of the year to the end of the year, we do expect inflation to track persistently higher. I've got inflation ending this year at around about 4.7%. So if you consider that inflation at the moment is 3.2, we think it's going to go below 3% over the next couple of months, and then end the year at 4.7%. That's a sizable move up in inflation during the second half of the year. Now, that increase is not to do with expectations around, say, a sharp currency depreciation, or suddenly there's going to emerge a whole lot of pressure in food or any other sort of key categories. What's happening is there are significant base effects that are now going to work against our data. So let me just give you one illustration. For example, at the moment, fuel inflation sits at -4.5% year on year. And even if the fuel price remains exactly where it is, then that number will go from -4%, -4.5% to zero. And that will have a tendency to add some upward pressure, if you like, on the annual rate of inflation. And so we've got a couple of categories where that is the case, where we've gone through a fairly low level of inflation data, and now it will tend to move in the opposite direction. And I don't think there's anything there that will overly concern the Reserve Bank. It's not as if we're suggesting that there's suddenly going to emerge a whole lot of upward pressure on inflation that's going to require the Reserve Bank to consider hiking interest rates. If anything, there is still room to cut rates. Obviously, the Reserve Bank will be concerned about international trade and trade tariffs, will be concerned about just a general increase in geopolitical concerns and some anxiety around taking risk. And therefore, I don't think this is the environment in which the Reserve Bank is going to be inclined to push ahead with further interest rate cuts. But equally, there's nothing in the data that would argue that the Reserve Bank has to consider a hike in rates before the end of the year. I think they can easily keep rates on hold for the remainder of the year. We're still having a slight bias to the downside. In other words, if things improve around the geopolitical uncertainty and the tariff uncertainty, then there is still scope to cut South African interest rates. So I think we've got our numbers reasonably under control. What we have to be mindful of is that even though the inflation rate is currently 3.2%, that is not the sustainable level. We're not going to be able to keep inflation at around the 3% level. And I know the Reserve Bank governor wants the inflation target lowered to around 3%. And certainly, this environment we're in now would argue that perhaps he needs to get that done in the shorter term rather than wait for a longer time period. But even if he got it done now, I still don't think inflation's going to stay at the 3% level. I think it's going to have a bias to the upside firmly in the second half of this year, and that our overall trend rate of inflation is around the 4.5% level. We haven't really been able to break that at this stage. So I think that's acceptable in our current circumstance, and then we'll have to debate over time whether the inflation target needs to be formally lowered, and as we lower the inflation target, which number do we pick? The obvious number is go with 4.5%, which I think is our underlying trend or underlying rate of inflation that we can achieve. So 4.5%, if you like, would be the easier outcome. I know the Reserve Bank wants 3%. 3%, I think, would be very challenging to achieve, certainly in the shorter term. But maybe the government is willing to be a bit more ambitious. So I think that debate is going to be had over the next coming months, and maybe we get some sort of update or decision on a changing inflation target in the second half of this year. But at this stage, I think overall our inflation numbers are respectable, and I think it is not providing a significant hindrance to the South African economy. The second topic is a bit of an update on what's happening to the US economy, including the tariffs that Trump is threatening to introduce. Towards the end of last week, Trump reiterated that the tariffs against Mexico and Canada would go ahead on the 4th of March, which is tomorrow, at 25% duty against all imports. In addition, a further 10% duty is to be levied against all imports from China. Now, clearly, there is some scope or some room still to negotiate that. We can't be sure whether or not that negotiation will prevail. So at this stage, we're assuming that the tariffs go ahead. Irrespective of what is decided, though, we are in an extended phase of policy uncertainty with regarding international trade, and also a huge amount of uncertainty about a potential peace deal around the Russia-Ukraine war. And so we need to be mindful of what that is doing to the global economy, to the people's appetite for risk, and in particular, what that is doing to the US economy. And at this stage, the evidence is mounting that all of this policy uncertainty, particularly around tariffs, is systematically undermining the performance of the US economy. It's also creating fears of higher inflation. So if I look at the most recent data, there's examples of weakness starting to creep in. For example, the consumer confidence numbers that came out last week were sharply lower. And some of those components are worryingly lower, as in line with recession conditions. That doesn't mean that we're heading to a significant slowdown, but it gives you some idea of how significant the fall off in confidence has been. There's also been a systematic ratcheting up of inflation expectations to well over 4% on a yearly basis. And we know that from our own experience that if inflation expectations go up, there's a very high probability that inflation will also tend to go up with a bit of a delay. So that has to be a concern. If I look at consumer spending, last week the data came out and showed a negative performance. In other words, US consumer spending in its entirety declined month on month in January. That hasn't happened for a considerable time period. And drilling down into the data, there's no doubt that there is an increased anxiety amongst consumers with regards to the performance of the US economy, with regards to job security, and also with regards to the pricing outlook or inflation. And so it does appear that that is starting to undermine overall economic performance and also undermine the performance of financial markets. So more and more research is now focusing on the idea of stagflation. In other words, that you've got the potential resurgence or slight increase in inflationary pressure within the US that's coming through from the tariff discussions. But at the same time, you've got areas of weakness starting to develop, reflecting people's anxiety about where Trump's policies will take the US economy ultimately. And that combination is dreadful because obviously it leaves the Federal Reserve in an awkward position. At this stage, the market is assuming that as the US economy slows, the Federal Reserve will be inclined to cut interest rates. So right now, there are two interest rate cuts factored into the forward-looking part of the yield curve. And obviously that's important because it's suggesting that the market is less anxious about inflation materializing as a bigger concern and more concerned that economic growth is going to weaken. That will allow the Federal Reserve to cut rates. But that can change, right? And it's entirely feasible that over time inflation starts to become an even bigger problem. And then the Federal Reserve is really caught in a difficult position. I think they would opt to simply keep rates on hold and not get caught up in any discussion around reducing interest rates because the economy is going weaker. But overall, the important thing to take away from this is that the types of policies that Trump has been speaking about and implementing is now having a negative feedback on the US economy. And I think the longer the uncertainty around all of these policy initiatives lasts, the longer the uncertainty around the trade war and tariffs lasts, the more it will undermine the US economy. Obviously, you hope the Trump administration is mindful of that, mindful of what financial markets are sending as a message, mindful of how the US economy is performing, and maybe willing to adjust their policy accordingly. But there's no doubt that Trump's initiatives in total are now starting to work against his agenda rather than encourage more economic success. And so I think if we go through another month of this where we simply don't know when and where tariffs will be implemented and whether there will be ultimately a global tariff war that or trade war that emerges, the more that uncertainty will undermine economic activity. It's not just the policy itself that does a lot of damage. It's the unknown. It's not knowing whether or not the tariffs are going to be introduced, not knowing which industries are necessarily going to be supported, which countries are going to be supported. That level of uncertainty does a huge amount of damage to any economy. And I think there's evidence that's starting to materialize in the US. So that's all from me from this week. Hope it makes some sense and we'll catch up in a week's time. Cheers for now.